Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Mind the Gap, aka the non-serious comedy show. Well, it's comedy, non-serious, same WhatsApp group. And wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for joining us this wonderful morning. As usual, I'll just take you down the roller coaster of one subject after another, where the only thing they will have in common is humor and a little bit of music in between. Whether you're tuned in from your house or somebody's house, as long as you have, permission to be there and you are not expecting someone to come knocking with a shotgun, then you're good. But if you are still no judging, if you are, into someone's house who may or may not have told I think we have to redefine the word Kamboroto here. I think Kamboroto ends at 30. Once you hit above, once you are over 30, you're not a Kamboroto anymore. At that point, you are just a bakery. What Kamboroto? Kamboroto is someone who is under 30. If you are over 30, you are what's a bakery in Ushuambo? Someone just substitute that and we are good to go. And Ben 10 ends at 30. If you are above 30, then you are not a Ben 10. Nah, you are Kaking Kong? Sure, let's go with that. Violence just started right through and but it's a mind the gap, so that's actually how it's supposed to go. And happy Father's Day to everyone. Happy Father's Day to literally everyone. It wasn't until one colleague of mine just decided to go, happy Father's Day, please take over. I was like, yes, well, thank you very much now. And then I started thinking about it. You know what? There are two definitions of father here. And I haven't actually looked much into the history of Father's Day myself to know to know much about the history of the day. But here's one thing I've come to learn. And let me just say, because of my lack of historical, knowledge on the day, my mind is going wild as to what constitutes a father. Now, is this like a father as in someone that has a kid father? Or father as in, forgive me father for I have seen the Roman Catholic father? Because if we were to go with the definition of everyone that has a kid, then you have a lot of fathers out there that are hiding right now because, well, they recently just told someone's daughter, well, I wasn't alone. It wasn't me. And someone just at the end of this winter is most likely going to do the exact same thing. They're cuddling all throughout this winter, they whispering in each other's ears, sweet nothing. I can't live without you. You are my oxygen. You are the oxygen now. By August, you'll be the carbon monoxide. They will not want anything to do with you. I'm just saying, double check the words that are coming out of my gender's mouth when you don't have your clothes off, women. That's just the reality of how a man's brain works. And we've been through this. Two brains, one above the shoulder, one below the shoulder. If you don't understand that analogy, then find of one of the Eagle FM veterans. They will explain that analogy to you. Now, if we are to go with the definition of the biological definition of the word father, then this day is dedicated to people that have, confirmed that they don't fire blanks. And but if we are to go with the Roman Catholic definition of the word father, then then everyone is a father, because last time I checked, the guys in the Roman Catholic religious settings that called themselves father have also sworn an oath not to get laid, which I don't understand. Like, father? Really? Couldn't you have picked something, different? Now, women, with women, they nailed it. They call them sisters, right? Sisters. Excellent. Everyone, and not everyone. Now, any woman, if you just give them, you can put them in that, you know, in that training and put them in that dress, and you can call them sister. Excellent. But the thing is, when you're a man, and you swore for some reason not to get laid, wow. Yeah, there's not a single miracle on this planet that will make me swear that. And it's all on purpose, by the way. I swear never to look at the twins again. What? No! Are you kidding me? Yeah, nope. Can never be me. But anyway, the two different types of fathers. Father number one, the two different definitions of the word father. And I just want to find out which one is this day dedicated to. Is it the biological father or the religious father? Because if it's if we are going with biological father, then, someone out there is going, you know what? Happy Father's Day. I am a father. And the madam is going, yes, you wish. That's, actually you are the uncle. Their uncle is the father. And you tell me this life is fair. This life is very unfair. But anyway, let's just be happy. Let's just be happy. Bottom line is, there are fathers out there that just woke up and found themselves with a young individual and a very, 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 a very young individual that needed a father figure, and they stepped up, and now they are called stepfather. They stepped up because the father, the biological one, decided to go full Frank Frederick as soon as he was told she missed a period. Bro twisted his ankle, and to this day, does not want to talk about it. Now, and then you have those that stepped up just for the pure love of that child that needed father figure. It has nothing to do with how hot the mom is. Absolutely nothing. These are the fathers dedicated their lives to the happiness of children, making sure that the fathers have, the kids have father figure. And I repeat, it has nothing to do with how smoking hot the mom is. Guys, let's be honest. We've all walked down the street and we saw a single mother, and we swore not to ever see a single mother, and we saw one, and we're like, you know what? I changed my mind.
Join us for the Ehangano Concert Volume 2 with Ali Tobias. Experience an unforgettable evening featuring songs from her latest album, A Bilo, performed live with a full band. Special guest appearances by Tate Buti, DA, Paige, and One Accord. All proceeds from the event will go towards supporting the Our Lady Orphanage. The event takes place on 4 July 2026 at the National Theatre of Namibia. Tickets are available on Web Tickets Namibia for 450 Namibian dollars. Don't miss this powerful night of music, inspiration, and giving back. Ehangano Concert Volume 2. See you there.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to Mind the Gap. We continue. So, I want to believe that this day is dedicated to men, all men. And as in everything else, women, we just We just can't celebrate anything without you, because without giving you credit now, can we? Because, well, if we are to go with the biological definition of father, then it's kind of difficult to be a father without a mother now, can you? You can't. You can't be a father without a mother. You need to knock up someone, and then they give birth, then that's when you become a father. Jeez, women, you guys are everywhere. We can't have a break, can we? And even if we're to just, go with the religious definition of father, you know why you are a father right now, blessing and listening to people's confessions, is because someone met someone's daughter, and that's how you were born. So, in other words, you are a religious father because of a biological father. Biology wins again. Biology wins again. Biology don't win again. So, whatever type of a father you are, you know, a father listening to confessions, or a father, you know, being annoyed by a teenager, or a father wherever you find yourself, a stepfather, or two steps father, or a runaway father, or... So it's not a runaway father, you know. Let's say that's too obvious. Let's put some concealment to it. I don't want to go with let's go with a Usain Bolt father. Sure, let's, you know, just has a nice ring to it. Usain Bolt father, religious father, biological father, whatever father, just happy Father's Day. Especially stepfathers. I know it's, I know it has nothing to do with how hot the mom is. You were just drawn to that sweet, innocent face of that child. Yeah, right. Anyway, Papa God borrow me. Papa God borrow any father, 5 billion. They do me strong too. Bele, they sing national anthem. Pocket dry like Hamatan. Even my shoes don't resign work. Baba God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger won't kill me. I say borrow me 10 billion. Hunger won't own me. If I no pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I no pay back, oh devil responsible.
Yesterday food finish, today pot day hot with nothing. Water they boil inside empty pots. Steam they come out. I close the lid. Pretend say something they cook. I count my coins since morning. In no rich transport. I trek 3 miles to work under sun. No escort. My shoe they open mouth. The soul don't separate. I use rubber band hold them. So he no go vibrate. I reach work. My yoga ask why I dey sweat. I say na exercise. Hunger they make me forget. Lunchtime everybody job. I drink water, fill my chest. I tell them I already ate. God forgive me for that jest. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. My pikin school send letter. Done overdue. Teacher put my child out of class. What I go do? I beg the teacher, give me 1 more week. She done hear that one before. She don't even speak. Night time, I kneel down. Whole family they sleep. I cry to God quiet. The kind of cry that is deep. My wife ask what we go cook. I say God go provide. She look at me. She look at what nothing there inside. Papa, 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 God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa, papa, God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. Thank you.
my money, now work till night. Still nothing to show, something no day right. My neighbor, they cook, they smell enter my room. I swallow saliva, I pretend say I fool. Boom! I know they give up, but Lord, hear my cry. Because hunger no supposed be the reason I die. Just borrow me small, I go work out to pay. And if I feel lost, now devil lead me astray. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me.
Now that I've managed to pray for all fathers in form of a song that, you know, Papa God borrow all the biological fathers, you know, religious fathers, may God not borrow you 5 million. I mean, you already have, like, you guys are not after money or wealth. You just want to dedicate your life to God. There are those, you know, biological fathers. May God borrow everyone. Every single biological father on this planet, 5 billion. And if you, you know, don't worry, we're all putting collateral, you know, the devil as collateral. If you don't pay back, Papa God, oh yeah, Fayam now is the one that started this whole nonsense, even, I mean, after all. And let's look at, the World Cup. Black people, shout out to you. Shout out to each and every single one of you. It turns out we are everywhere. I didn't, look, I don't follow sport that much. I just don't. But I'm shocked, left, right, and center every time I look at the World Cup. I did not expect to see, you know, a bunch of black guys in the national team of Switzerland. And then there are two goalkeepers that were shocking. The Japanese goalkeeper. And the goalkeeper of Cabo Verde. Now, Cabo Verde, my Portuguese is a little rusty, but one thing I know is that Cabo Verde, Verde means green, so it's Green Cape or Cape Green. Anyway, when it comes to fashion, well, the Leopards of DRC have already taken that trophy. Now, no one stood a chance. Ivory Coast came in second. The rest, secondary. And then there's the shock of all shocks that at least a lot of us went like, what on earth is going on here? Now, that's where the Cabo Verde and the goalkeeper shocking part now comes in. They drew with Spain. It's their first World Cup participation, unlike some countries, won't mention. They drew with Spain. Some reason, every time I started substituting and putting, you know, Namibia in that, on that pitch with Spain instead of Cabo Verde, it would have been 3 million to nothing, you know. Every single Namibian with their own single goal. Let's just make it 3,000,005. Counting, you know, factoring in the ones that are going to be born in 5 to at least 10 weeks. The Japanese goalkeeper. Oh, no, that one is, that one was self-explanatory. Just watching the national team of Japan and then, boom, the goalkeeper is black. I'm like, huh? Okay. It's when I just decided, you know what? Nah, I think I've had enough of these bottles of beer while watching the whole thing. I just decided to say, what's the Japanese word for good? Sayonara. Just straight to bed. And then four days ago, there was Senegal and France. Really? That was a friendly match, let's face it. France and Canada. France and Canada, every time they play with an African team, for me, it's a friendly match. Call it whatever you want to call it. We have freedom of speech in this country. But you can't tell me that's not a friendly match. That's definitely a friendly match. First of all, France and Canada are both French-speaking countries with a little bit of a high degree of English going on in Canada compared to France. But the national teams? Yeah, just... So those guys were not just extracting diamonds, gold, and lithium and all. They were also extracting people for their sport. Jeez, okay. Well, a win is a win, I guess. A win is a win. But the thing is, every time that Canada and France, every time these two teams play an African team, for me, I see a friendly match. Friendly match. Which makes it very confusing now because, I don't know who to support. Do I support Senegal or do I support France? Because, when you look at the teams, that's like saying, do I support Senegal or Senegal? And then, well, how to put this? It's a Senegal and Senegal played, and then Senegal won. Okay, point of correction. Senegal and Senegal plus Africa played, and Senegal plus Africa won. The whole thing, it's very confusing. But the most wonderful thing that the World Cup has displayed so far is how people from different culture, race, tribe, and religions are coming together in celebration. On the other side of the break.
Goeie nuus, Inbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinte nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Inbad te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied jy 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. So, the people are coming together. Well, Americans are shocked, most of them, at least that I have come across on social media. A lot of them are shocked that soccer is that huge of a deal to the rest of the world. Because a lot of them thought that the NBA, the basketball and Super Bowl and whatever balls they have going on in the US, that those are the biggest sports they have the world over. No, it wasn't. It's called a World Cup for it. It's in the name. You guys are English speaking countries. World Cup. It means everyone in the world is involved. Everyone. People are coming together and tossing aside all their religious and racial differences, basically having a good time. And it's an awesome thing to witness. A lot of people are now wondering, who told us to hate each other? Who told us that, some are better than others, some are uglier than others, some are taller than others? But who told us that? I'll tell you what. We went through this last weekend. We went through this last Sunday. You can just go back to last Sunday. I went into detail as to why ordinary people have a problem co-wedding in the society. It's because, well, if we came together, people with a lot of money would be in serious trouble. Why? Because they got all that money by stealing all the resources from us, which is why we can't afford bread. Now, They know that if you and your white friends and your Chinese friends and your Muslim friends were to come together and put aside all your religious and tribal differences, you know, with your Zambian friends, with your Congolese friends, with your Zimbabwean friends, you will come to the realizations that the reason why you can't afford bread is not because of immigrants. It's not because of, of your broke Nigerian neighbor. It's a government structural issue. Until you look at it as a government structural issue, you will always be stupid enough to blame your neighbor. Now, what I get is that in order for you to understand that much of the social ills that are happening basically the world over in all countries around the world, especially in developing countries, most of them are a result of a government structural issue. To get to that conclusion, you need statistics. You need to go through numbers of unemployment and what causes unemployment and who has more money than who and how did they acquire that money. Now, what I've come to learn is that for a lot of people, that is a lot of work to do. So it's much easier to just blame without a single graph of statistics in your hands. That's very easy. And you know what? One thing I admire about rich people that I pointed out last Sunday, it's how good they are at dividing people that can't afford bologna, aka broke people. And look, every country has problems. Each and every single country has problems, including Switzerland, by the way. They have problems. Now, here's the thing. Much of the government overthrows take place this way. You have a bunch of foreign nationals showing up with a lot of money coming from mostly someone with a very, very, you know, very, very, very deep pockets. And they just find some of the very painful topics in the country. And then they start a movement using that particular painful topic as central to their grievance to overthrow a government. That's how it happens. Take for example, if someone came to Namibia with a lot of money and started a movement around Caprivi Strip or Kasikili Island, they will gain a massive following. Now, at this point, you're saying, oh, no, this only in Namibia. Oh, no, just hang on a second. Now, if you are Namibian and you have a lot of money and you wanted to start your own movement in the U.S., oh, my God, you will not run out of topics. Let's start with 9/11. That would be the excellent, because now what you're looking for is not something you can prove. It's something that's suspiciously off. You don't have the proof. All you just need is just find the people that have been asking those questions. And some of them may be a little cuckoo. You don't care about their mental health. You care about achieving your goal. One of the biggest questions that has always been asked, still being asked to this day, is Tower Number 7. During the whole September 11 thing, it is reported that Tower Number 7 was reported to be blown up, or more like to be falling, when it was still standing, and it would not fall until 20 minutes after the report. Now, you are looking for holes like that in stories. And one thing I can tell you is that each and every single country has a touchy subject like that. Each and every single one of them. Now, the biggest problem with people is that we think there's a country that doesn't have a touchy subject. That's like saying, that's like thinking that there is someone out there without personal secrets. There is not a single one. We all have skeletons in the closet. Each and every single one of us. And you know what we do? When one person's skeletons are published on social media, We all laugh and point at those skeletons like we don't have similar, if not worse, type of skeletons. Just take that scenario and apply it on nations level, on a global level, in a reference to countries, and you'll realize that there's a reason why a lot of countries not very fond of NGOs. Because they are very easy. It's mostly NGOs and civil society organizations. And the painful thing is, these are especially civil society organizations. Civil society organizations are my favorite organizations. Why? Because where the legal system comes short, civil society organizations are some of the people that ask the questions to the legal system so that they can bring awareness to the people. I'll give you two scenarios. 2023-2024. The Kenyan government were working on a bill. Was that 2022? But anyway, they were working on a bill that will there was a piece of legislation that was already passed, which made it illegal basically for farmers to share seeds. Greenpeace showed up. Partnered up with the civil society organization, the NGOs in Kenya. They challenged it in court and they won. Now, at this point, you ask yourself, where were the judges and all the lawyers and Ministry of Justice? They were there. They were there. Now, the part of slavery chapter, especially in relations to the United States, that's not taught is that there are a lot of white people. There are a lot of white people that actually that were smuggling black people out of the United States into Canada and out of the slave parts of the US where they still had slavery to somewhat fair-ish law in reference to slavery places. And, these guys became victims of that system themselves. And this is the exact same thing that you can see, that you see in Israel today. There are Jews within Israel that are protesting against what the Israeli government is doing. You think they are being told, because you are a Jew, and we have told everyone that Jews are superior to everyone, then therefore, we will listen to you. Just know, they become victims themselves. So the whole thing is about power. It has nothing to do with religion or skin color or culture or tribe. It's about power. Once you understand that it has always been about power, you will understand that your Zimbabwean neighbor is not your problem. Your white neighbor is not your problem. Yes, he has a colonial history, and the whole colonial subject may be touchy, but believe me, it always has been about power. Always. Abraham Lincoln said, any man can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. And I have become fascinated somewhat to obsession level with Kenya. And Jomo Kenyatta is someone that I find a very fascinating character. Look up the story of once he came to power, how he treated some of the Mau Mau uprising leaders. Because they were still alive when he came to power. It's a sad story. It's a very sad story. Because some of them were hunted down in the mountains where they were fighting their oppressors. And they were killed in those mountains. And they were paraded. Their bodies were paraded in the street by one of their own. Again, you may have same skin color. You have the same power ambitions. Because if the answer is no, then in the world of power struggle, that white person you're scared of could be more of your friend than the black person you're not scared of. That Chinese person you're scared of could be more of your friend than that black person you're not scared of.
It's called the world of power. Power is the goal.
Henry Kissinger said, you are only friends when you have the same interests. When your interests are aligned, you are friends in the world of politics. When your interests become misaligned, you become enemies, just like that. Welcome to the world of power. Now, let's get back to comedy. So, the World Cup has managed to show people that it is important to look beyond what your politicians are telling you. In one of his speeches, Ronald Reagan was, I think, in 1981. Yeah, 1981. I think that was his inaugural speech. He said, much of our problems today, the government is the problem. Much of our social problems today, the government is not the solution. The government is the problem. Now, I'm not government bashing here. What I'm pointing out is, if you look at democracy, democracy has one big flaw, a very giant one. Take, for example, if I was a leader, and publicly I'm saying all the nice stuff so that you guys can basically, well, vote for me, and then you vote for me into office. How can you be sure that I'm not being blackmailed to do all those things that I'm doing? Because, there's not a single democracy book out there that is taught in political science that covers that. I don't think there is one. I've never done political science, but, how do I put this? In the 1950s, the CIA blackmailed with an adult, call it an early AI generated nudity video. They blackmailed the president with negative CGI generated videos and pictures so they can kick him out of power. I'm sure that's still not taking place today.
Ritava zende kize imba izwezi pili lwekeleze mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwankufisa hamocholo ni mata amskavona kale kana mitukselize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo zezwezi pili ze ka kulifafela mashering ali kana 36 na million dollars ka kweli kapa kami kwaye kutesfa fasi yeta tama 5% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize sirela 25% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize lishumi peri muketeri kwelize Movata, we mukone kala kuikola zendezo imba imiswalezi kama chipisa. Imba, okubukanri fasi kaufela. Mwipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu, we mukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Welcome back.
Very good question. Are you sure that what the CIA and KGB, this is the Soviet intelligence, what the CIA and KGB did to Sukarno, the then president of Indonesia, yeah. They didn't like the guy, so they wanted to, they decided they were going to discredit him, to kick him out of power. Sad news is, it worked. The independence movement leader Sukarno became of Indonesia became first president from 1949 to 1966. Sukarno suppressed the country's original parliamentary system in favor of his authoritarian. Yeah, guided democracy. He also the guy being described as authoritarian here was replaced by a guy called Suharto. Now that was just one genocidal maniac that was backed up militarily and financially and all kind of backing up. Maybe there was even a bedroom kind of backing up by the very same guy that overthrew the guy that they described as authoritarian. How do you overthrow someone who is authoritarian and then replace them with someone who is an authoritarian? Now, you had a problem with the authoritarian guy, the first one, and you don't have the authoritarian, the second guy.
Right. Right. Welcome to the world of politics. And I used to ask myself these questions all the time until I asked France one day. I was like, why is that a lot of things don't seem to make sense in politics? His answer basically answered a million of my questions that I had, especially in reference to why things are more often the way they are in the world of politics. His answer was actually a very honest one and a very simple and yet profound one. In politics, it doesn't have to make sense. It just have to make money. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. So, which is why, in Iran, for example, Mohammad Mossadegh was overthrown. And then he was replaced with a dictator that was in power for 20-something years. And no one had a problem with him. The very same people that overthrew the previous guy in the name of human rights were backing up someone who was violating human rights left, right, and center. And this is the exact same thing that you see in Iran today. In the Gulf region where you find your Qatar, Oman, and all those things. Most of those countries are monarchies. Democracy as it's applied in much of the West is not practiced that way in most of those countries. But for some reason, Saudi Arabia is fine and Qatar is fine. All these are monarchies and they're perfectly fine as monarchies. The whole thing is a one size fits all type of governance. That is the dumbest idea. It's really a dumb idea. If the people are fine with their leader, well, leave them the heck alone. But no, we have to go and change that leader because, well, the people may be okay with that leader because, but we're just going to change him because we are not okay with the leader. And then you ask yourself, the people are okay with the leader. Why are you not okay with the leader? Because we care about human, we care about human rights. It has nothing to do with, at least publicly, we care about human rights. But secretly, we have to get to that lithium and that oil. So it's money. See, France is right. It doesn't have to make sense. It just have to make money. You're welcome. Now, let's take a short music break and we'll come back on the other side and talk about witchcraft and white people. Fasten your seatbelt because I'm coming in hot. Coming in hot.
Move up. chipara chana kwehi Donda varelwa mungunda Uya kuiwa no derera No ateta No ateta kunu No ateta No ya no ateta kwa kteri Buke kui hayasho Laketo lakali Chibwibwili chibwibwili So dopindo tamano Kungita totun Arosko pindo shaman Tainika, Marcus Perita Rapi, Watane la Marume, Tata Putito Tun, 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 Tata
I just wanted that intro for my next subject. That is witchcraft. Let's talk a bit about witchcraft now, shall we? Witchcraft or black magic or village people, whatever it is you want to call it. It's something that is more often associated with, you know, it's something that's more often associated with black people. You know, black magic. You know what? The opposite of white is black. So if they are black people and they are white people, now if there is black magic, then there is definitely white magic. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. A few days ago, you know, a few days ago in the world of politics and digging up information that has absolutely nothing, no value in one's life, especially yours truly here. I discovered that, I started asking myself one question. This whole witchcraft idea. Why is it just associated with, black people? Or more like, anyone with melanin, basically, irrespective of where they are. Now, and then I found, I realized that what if, all people have their version of witchcraft, including white people, by the way. And I'm saying that because a few days ago, the article I'm using as my main source of reference came out on the 16th, just on Tuesday, on Tuesday by Wired. I would just dive into why I don't believe Wired can support on this with the transparency that is required from an impartial journalist, but that's just some boring details I will keep for myself. Let's just go on let's just go through this article so that I can point to you why I believe in power is very toxic. Very toxic. More than
More than 200 of the world elites registered as for a retreat whose agenda runs from the panel on a cult on cult building and sex to prepare for World War III, an associated app offering matchmaking. I've been watching a TV show called, The Ark. There's something they, in that TV show, there's something they call, basically the whole world have been blown to smithereens because of human activities, climate change and all that nonsense and diseases that are most of which are just made in the lab and then quote unquote accidentally escaping and then someone just conveniently happens to find the right vaccine to the disease, and they make a behind load of money. I'm not saying it's a caso consulto, but actually I am saying it has some degree of caso consulto, accidental on purpose. Now, not the Genesis project, but there's a name of a project where they have, they only have this giant spaceship, the way they have about, about less than 1,000 people, basically, on 2 ships. And those are the only surviving, humans left. And, their boss at the top level, bro, was playing matchmaking in, for the continuation of the human species. And then some of them found out, I was like, dude, seriously, that's creepy. I can't believe you are playing Cupid. It's just funny. But the thing is, the name that keeps coming up every time I try to look up some of the most powerful people on this planet is not a politician. It's a tech mogul. Peter Thiel, the founder of Palantir, the company that is making softwares that your countries are lining up to go and buy. And most of them are spying softwares. Now, if you ask me, Peter Thiel may be, call him evil, but maybe an evil genius. Because he understands power. One thing that, that people are in power want is to remain in power. The only way to remain in power is to keep a control of your subjects, to know where they are going, when and what they are doing, what they are saying about you and what they are saying about pretty much everything. When are they in the shower? When are they in the bathroom? How many kids they have? How long in terms of minutes or seconds do they last in bed? You want all that information. That last part is disturbing, but judging by the technological advancement we're experiencing right now, I think we're just a couple of seconds to getting there. Now, Palantir, which is a company that was founded by yours truly here, Peter Thiel, the one who a couple of months ago was in Rome, on a religious retreat, basically telling the Pope how to perform religious functions. Right. That's like the president coming to tell me how to be a comedian. Oh, don't get me wrong, that would be funny. And even if you reverse the situation, that's like me showing up to the state house telling the president, no, that's not how you to run the country. What do I know about running a house, let alone a country? Nothing. But anyway, it turns out, bro, Peter Thiel is one interesting character. Let's just go through that now, shall we? Then I can come in with my commentary. A trove of internal records from a secret society. Now, a secret society is in reference to white people. Now, whenever I say the word, okay, you know what? I'll just do that. I won't just sit and relax. I basically pay to do that. Wherever there's the word secret society, I'm replacing witchcraft. Because we are in Africa. Secret society, that's a white people thing. And secret society is another version of basically witchcraft 101. Because you aren't planning anything good. You aren't doing anything good after those plans, once you put them in execution process, of course. A trove of internal records from a witchcraft society for powerful figures, that means people who can afford polony, rich people. powerful figures in the US, in US politics, finance and tech was left exposed online. Wired has confirmed naming participants in its events and revealing sensitive personal details they were unsure would stay private. Don't these guys basically rule the internet? How did their private information end up on the internet? With all the securities, I mean, they design security softwares and hacking softwares and spying softwares. They can't even keep their own private information private. And somehow they have managed to convince you and me that they can keep our information private. Now, you know why a lot of people are running around in Namibia saying, you know what, this whole digital ID, that's just Illuminati. That's just 666. That's just, did you know that math teachers protested against a calculator when it came up? I also learned that about 2 weeks ago. But it turns out that people that were, they like, you know what, stop the calculators. And now we just, well, now they're just fine. And can you imagine what happened when passports first came out? And the banking cards first came out? They were like, yeah, you know what, well, we are against it. We get over it. You know? The group called Dialogue is a private invitation-only organization co-founded in 2006 by billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel. That's a billionaire tech investor is when you have to understand that you are only called a thief when you live in places like Tura, for example. But once you move from Tura to Ludwigsdorf or, you know, Kleiner Kuppe, a lot of things change. You don't become a thief. You don't even steal. No, you embezzle. There's a difference. You know, you're not a thief. You are a corrupt politician. Thief is for Tura. But when you're in Tura, you are a thief. When you're in Kleiner Kuppe, you are a corrupt politician. When you're in Tura, you steal. When you're in Kleiner Kuppe, you don't steal. You embezzle. You know, that's one thing you have to understand here. Language, very important. But moving on. The group called Dialogue is a private invitation-only organization co-founded in 2006 by billionaire tech investor, a.k.a. international-level thief. Peter Thiel. Now, it convinced U.S. officials, foreign government figures, and Silicon Valley executives. Basically, it brings together political thieves and technological thieves and private company thieves. Just replace thief, 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 and you have your answer. I know how to simplify this. Just relax. I got you. And it brings them together. It brings them together on an annual retreat. That's them gathering. You know, like Tura boys gather in riverbeds to plan how they are going to grab your cell phones. This is an international level of what you see in riverbeds, and they have something in common. At these events, they have cigars and it. Tura boys in riverbeds, more often they have weed. But there is no difference minus their economic, you know, their bank account, their bank accounts. If you take out their bank accounts, there is no difference. One main difference is that once you reach to that level of a Tura boy, of using cigar instead of weed, then you are respected by governments. They don't send the police after you, no. They come to you to borrow money, which they know you stole. Very powerful. See? They only call you a Tura boy because you are not at the level. What am I promoting? Anyway, moving on. I hope you all know this is a comedy show. I'm really counting on that now that I'm just realizing it. Dialogue has spent 2 decades, 20 years, declining to disclose its members. The directory in the website code was first revealed by a Swiss hacktivist. Now, that's a hacker. Maya Arson, is it Cremio, known for exposing the U.S. government no-fly list and breaching the surveillance camera company the cutter. Now, this is one, now, this, now, IT students, computer science students, this is what you hack. Not Telecom, you and your Hunters International. This is the information people want exposed. Because let's face it, the guys that are attending these events are the ones that are telling us to be model citizens when they themselves can't even spell model, let alone citizen. Now, this witchcraft society, comes together, have been coming together for 20 years. To talk about a lot of things that to talk about basically power, global power consolidation. And when I say global power consolidation, that's a fancy way of saying they come together once a year. They have been doing that for the past 20 years, and their main goal is how can we control the world? Now, especially in Namibia, this is an exciting topic. I'm saying it's exciting because your digital IDs just came out. And then you just, in the very same week, a bunch of tech guys that control the technology, your IDs and bank accounts by the way, basically, and your phone runs on, they came out, their information was leaked where they are pointing out how can they control the world and how can they, navigate World War III. Now, last time I checked, we are not in World War III yet. Unless they are planning on starting one, then they are going about it just the right way. Seeing that even in the middle of a ceasefire, Israel is still in the, bombing the heck out of Lebanon. And you know what? Peter Thiel, which country Peter Thiel would die for with all his money? You know which country he would die for? Israel. All roads lead to Israel. All roads lead to Israel. And someone out there is going, that's very anti-Semitic. Oh, for the love of God, that card expired a long time ago. And there's a difference between Israel and Jews. Yeah, you just don't like Jewish, you just don't like Jewish people. Are you seeing how the Jewish protesters are being treated by Jews in Israel? And you're telling me, I don't even have a single Jewish friend. Why would I hate someone I've never met? And there you are. Just, kicking the crap out of someone you claim to love. It's like being in a relationship with that husband who is very romantic outside, but is punching the bejesus out of you indoors. That's the Israel government and every Jewish person that basically refuses to get in line. It's interesting. Again, it's not a Jewish thing. It's a power thing. It's not a skin color thing. It's not a religious thing. It's not a nationality thing. It's a power thing. Once you have power, you want to keep it. That would be the end of humanity, basically. Now, a source separately provided Wired with the registration list of Dialogues 2026 retreat, which I believe is set to take place in August, which names 222 people and records what the list describes as each registrant's membership status and attendee type, including active member and guest. You know, this one is active, this one is a veteran attendee, this one is just a guest, we just brought them in. Now, the retreat is scheduled for August, for August to take place from the 12th to the 16th at a venue near Dublin, Ireland. Jeez, I'm telling you, these events could take place here and would not even know about it. Now, the same data lays out a program of the record sessions, including Money Does Buy Happiness. Bring back the topics now under discussions here. Data lays out a program or the program for August now at this event, this Witchcraft Society. Now, money does buy happiness. I agree with them on that one. Money does buy happiness. Bring back nuclear. Also agree with them on that one. Unless they are talking about nuclear bombs, then absolutely not. Nuclear energy, excellent. Navigating World War III, you're on your own on that one. Battlefield technologies, we should have seen that one coming from the manifesto Palantir just put up on their X page a few weeks ago. Alex Kapp, the co-founder of Palantir? That idiot wrote a book where that manifesto, if you saw it on Palantir's X page, that 28-point manifesto. It's from Alex Kapp's book. And believe me, if you think the manifesto is terrifying, the book is worse. I'm saying the book is worse because, the people that are the major contributors of your politicians, they are so drunk on power, they have lost touch with reality. And they are influencing your policies.
Are your children street smart? Do they stop and look both ways before crossing the road? Do they wear bright clothing when it's dark? And do they use zebra crossings? Teach them to be seen in bright colors and stay alert near traffic. For more information on how to keep your little ones safe, follow the National Road Safety Council on Facebook and Instagram or visit www.nrsc.org.na. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshuwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa Fanona, Monica Ko Eagle FM, Honora Tatime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali no Heali, Ileko Berewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Do. Now, let's go back to white people witchcraft. Some of the topics are how to navigating World War III, battlefield technologies, and how is your sex life? Really? Now, this group is dominated by men, and they're going to get together and talk about how is your sex life? I can't talk about that with my homies. I know where I'm talking about. How is your sex? But it'd be like, why? Why do you want to know? You know, if you want to know, unless you have a pair of twins, there's nothing you can do about it, even if it was terrible. And you must have come from birth with the hardware that would help me if I wasn't getting any. But anyway, enough of that adult talk. Now, how's your sex life? Other talks include build a cult. Other words, how to build witchcraft, but for white people. Moderated by the founder of the Christian networking site, pray.com. Yeah, right. Pray, my behind. So this is why I like to say that people in power, you know, how to put this? In large organizations, including religious organizations, the people that are the right people to get a religious advice from are the ones on the lower level. The ones on the upper level are more interested in power than they are in religion. And this is the same thing in Islam, the same thing in Christianity, pretty much every organization. I mean, take Islam for example. The question I started asking myself is, How did a known sex offender and human trafficker like Jeffrey Epstein find himself in with a holy piece of souvenirs being cut from Mecca, the holiest, if not one of, if not the most holiest part in Islam, part in his in Islam, in the Islamic religion? How did someone at the top level of taking care of that facility provided it to him? Someone. So, if I want, if I want Islam knowledge, I will ask an ordinary Islam. I'm not looking for the guy that is at the top level, because I know that guy is more interested in power than he is in religion. He's just using religion as, his power is around that whole religion. If you take, if he was able to get rid of religion and still remain in power, he would have gotten rid of it a long time ago. And also, that's how I came to learn that if comedy doesn't work, I'm starting either a political party or a church. It turns out, when you tell people the truth, they are not interested in that. When you lie to them, oh boy, are they going to listen? I had a dream that I was with you in bed, so the Holy Spirit told me to come over with this temperature so that I can keep you warm. Yes, Father, go deeper. Right. Boy, sometimes I wish I was on stage. But anyway, so the moderator of the moderator of a secret society, aka witchcraft, but for white people, where the things on the agenda, the topics on the agenda is navigating World War III, money does buy love, bring back nuclear, battlefield technology, how's your sex life, and build a cult. And the moderator is the founder of Christian networking site. And you still think, you know what, Muslims are bad. Yeah, right. Are they now? Are they? Because Christians gather up. That's us organizing a cult. Actually, it's not us. But religiously, basically, it's us. You're still scared of Muslims? You're still scared of Islam? Yeah, religion, Christianity, it's not the religion, it's the practitioner. That's the problem. The religion is fine. The practitioner is the problem. Now, if we were to run around and say, and say to all the Muslims that, everyone who is Muslim is a terrorist, you know what those Muslims are going to say? You know what I would say if I was them? I would say, okay, well, by your logic, every Christian is a secret society member. You're not getting out of that. And you know what? So how most Christians will respond? Yeah, but that's not all Christians. Well, not all Muslims are running around the C4. In the very same way that not all Christians are running around, moderating secret society, aka witchcraft, but for white people, where how is your sex life is on the agenda. That's a weird one. And build a party run by that very same guy. And and build a party. It's also an organization. Hey, build a party run by a former White House national security official. Oh boy. He worked for national security. He couldn't secure his club's security. Really? You work for national security, but you can't secure your information from global leakage, actually from a hacker. And may I repeat this again? These are the guys that are telling us, you know what, we'll just put a chip in your head. Don't worry, it's safe. We have this security mechanism in place. No one is gonna get it. Dude, your information got leaked. You were the head of national security. And the guy who founded the club you joined as a head of national security is running one of, if not the biggest tech firm on the planet. His job is basically to make sure that technology is safe to use. He can't keep his technology safe. And he's telling me he will keep mine safe. Kind of difficult to convince that. Just like me, that would be like me approaching a girl and telling her that, you know what, I'm broke, but I have money to make you happy. You don't have money for you. You're going to have... that's one terrible promise to make. Now, together alongside the mundane fare of a typical thought leadership conference, the documents show an extraordinary convergence of power. The registration record lists General Alexis. Now you have generals from NATO. Now you have General, let's go with Alexis. I can't pronounce that. Grinkevich, NATO Supreme Allied Commander. And the Allied Commander of Europe and the head of the European Command. Jeez, that's a lot of power under one man. Now, who took the post in July 2025 and he's recorded on the leaked list as having attended dialogue gathering since 2021? The website directorate sitting Trump administration officials, two U.S. senators, six members of PayPal Mafia, and former Middle East chief of intelligence and sitting ambassador of the United States, along with the founder and director of many of the country's largest surveillance data broker and advertising data companies. You know what all those people have in common? Information. Now you know why data centers need hardwares the size of a village. Because it's all about information gathering, information processing capabilities. And then you can now sell that information to dictators that want to stay in power until Jesus comes. And then that's how you make a whole lot of money. There's always someone that's in power that want to stay in power. So what they are looking for is, what are their people thinking and how can they get ahead of those thoughts before it's executed in a form of a coup? Now, the best way to do that is to spy on everyone. Now, to be fair, Edward Snowden told us that the whole world back in 2013 that, your so-called intelligence communities are spying on everyone. Did we listen? It was just a hype for a month or two, then it just to calm down. And, these guys knows that. One thing I found interesting is the largest surveillance data broker and advertising data companies. Yeah. And you are here worried about a digital ID. Here's the thing. You're already walking around with a bank card that's literally digital. I'm just saying I don't see the difference. The information that's going to be on your digital ID, pretty much on your banking card already. And what I don't get is, what's the difference? Because if they wanted to, whatever information any government want to get on you, they're going to get it. Why? Because you have companies like Palantir selling them tools that enables them to do that. And you know who are the biggest buyers of those tools? Your intelligence guys. Forget about the police and soldiers. Your intelligence guys. And this is a double-edged sword. Their job is to keep you safe, to make sure that the country is safe. But in the execution of those duties, they use a lot of tools that if you just end up with the wrong guy in power, the whole thing turns into turnkey tyranny. Very, 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 very powerful people that are meeting to discuss each other's generals, former national security advisors. They are meeting to discuss how is your sex life. I mean, that could have been an email.
The World War III part, on the other hand, that I found disturbing. They're going to meet in August to talk about how to navigate World War III. Jesus. Okay. Again, you have a bunch of guys coming together under the moderation of a Christian guy, and you think Muslims are your problem. Right. Now, I want you to picture this. If that leak said that the, if that leak of people that are going to meet in August, and a part of the topic on the agenda is how to navigate World War III, if that event was, if that information was leaked, and the participants turned out to be Muslims, holy cow! Can you imagine what people would be saying about Islam today? You see, I told these people just like war, except that information was leaked, and not a single one of them is a Muslim, and the moderator is a Christian, and basically just a bunch of them. Or more like, yeah, again, it's not religion, it's power. It's a power thing. Just a brand new thing. Now, the moderator of the event is a founder of ChristianNetworkingSite.com. So, on one side, he's telling you, believe in the Lord. Jesus saves, and let's pray for peace because our Lord and Savior told us to live together in peace and harmony. And at night, or more like for his invite-only events, he's meeting with people that are talking about navigating World War III. And by the way, my favorite part is chances are very high that guy is running around today and preaching, you know what? Your wealth is in heaven. You need to be closer to God for you to be happy. And then secretly he's attending an event and moderating an event where one of the topic on the agenda is money does buy happiness. What the heck? So you're telling me I'll be happy only when I'm in heaven. And you are so deep inside, you know money makes people happy. And you're telling me my fellow miracle believers. If your father, Papa God, I don't know what, I don't care, I don't know what you call him, and frankly, I just don't care. Are you sure you are not dealing with people with a mentality like, idiots like that? The one who is telling you, you know what, just give me your house. Your wealth is in heaven. Why do you need my house? You are the one close to God. Tell him to build for you one with golden street. Because believe me, Father, I'm here to pray, sing a couple of hymns, and I'm off to home. This whole miracle thing, count me out. That's actually why I will make a terrible member of a congregation. Don't get me wrong. I do go to church. My point of view on religion is very, very, very... It's very anti, give me your phone, and then I'll pray for you to have one. Look, I don't care how religious you are. The Pope can come to me right now and say, give me a phone, I'll pray for you so that you can get an... I'll still laugh in his face. Because it's ridiculous. You are the one that's claiming to be more closer to God than me. Why do I have to pray for my wealth and then contribute for yours? Can't you just tell him to, give you wealth and then you contribute to me? I mean, that's what Jesus did. He didn't say, you know what, give me all your bread and fish and then I'll pray for you to get I'll eat that what you'll give me and then I'll pray for you to get yours from by miracle. He told them, you know what, let's put all this bread together, and they prayed for it. It multiplied according to the good book, and then they ate. Not give me so I can go and eat at my home with my family alone. And then you just, starve, fast, and pray for, get out of here. So, There are two things I picked from this story. You have a bunch of tech guys that are telling us that our technology is safe to use because we have built in security. They couldn't even keep their own information secure. And you have a bunch of Christian guys that are running around saying, you know what, it is the true religion and hate everyone else. And they are participating in discussions where they are talking about each other's sex life, which is yikes for a bunch of guys coming together. Now that I'm thinking about it, 222 members, 222, huh, interesting number. 222, that means that's an even number. It's an even number, which means everyone has a partner. What are these guys doing? Actually, for the sake of my sanity, don't answer that. Even if I could hear you, please just, my mind is driving me crazy already. 222, interesting. Interesting. Well, one thing we discovered from the Epstein Islands gathering is that they were doing each other a lot. And unfortunately, them doing themselves, I don't care about that. It's when minors and kidnapped and victims are involved. That's when I begin to have a problem with it. But if there are just 222 of them turning on each other's behinds, I'm good. You can keep, please, for the love of God, keep it a secret. Thank you. For the sake of our sanity. Like, really? 222 generals. Yeah.
Wonder go go catching it. Every day I met you to be where you are. Came without you. Pasha Kondia. When did it solve on the Arason Dibona? Nadi Pika Elabu. Nobody can share a hegan you. Katinji Gemu. Daddy Retera Mivenu. Vanango Namuri Kete. The way we live is so dangerous. Vanango Namuri Kete. The way we live is so dangerous.
In a dangerous world indeed, but I think my advice will always be love thy neighbor. I don't care what skin color they are, what religion they are, how short they are, how tall they are, especially the short ones pay a special attention because those are my people. Just your neighbor is not your enemy.
whoever is telling you that your neighbor is your enemy, you may want to find out why. Well, they could be, your neighbor could be a total jerk. They could be an idiot. You still have to just ask why. And instead of listening to someone who just told you that your neighbor is the bad guy, ask why and do your own homework. Are you sure they are not telling your neighbor the exact same thing they are telling you? Because I have to understand that central to power is divide. If you can divide them, you can control them. It have worked all throughout history because, well, poor people are dumb. Why are you saying that? Well, we covered that last Sunday. Just head back to last Sunday. Mind the gap. You'll get the picture. But so until then, we just roll up for each other's homies. You just roll up in social situations, like when we need each other in terms of problem solving, not the 222 type of rolling up. I'm not rolling up for that.
I'll roll up. It's your anniversary, isn't it? And your man ain't acting right. So you packing your dummy air luggage up, calling my cell phone, trying to catch a flight. You know one thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. Cause shit ain't all G with him no more, you ain't entertained. Since I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin his chain. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex. I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
I try to stay out your business, but on the rear, you're so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna catch on to us. That white sand surrounding us, he be handcuffing, he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I can put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna ride with me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rolling weed, cooking eggs in the morning. Ain't scared to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say you in orbit.
Whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. Cause they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex. I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. If I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
dark days and the summer nights.
When the world gets heavy on my soul, you remind me I don't walk alone. One touch and worries fade away. You got me believing every day.
Hello, my love.
Where you been all my life?
You came like a melody into the night. Hey. Hello, my love.
Stay right here by my side.
With you, every moment feels so right. Hello, my love.
Let the rhythm decide. We'll dance till the morning under moonlit skies.
Hello, my love.
I got nothing to hide. You're the missing piece I needed it in my life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Every road that I was taking led to you. Every dream I kept inside is coming true. Now we're moving to the beat of our own song. And with you beside me, I know where I belong. To the highs and the lows, to the seasons. You give my heart a million reasons to keep believing, to keep holding on to something stronger than where we came from. The world gets heavy on my soul. Hey! You remind me I don't walk alone.
Sing together now. I'm your Romeo. Could you be my Juliet? This is for those of you that are firing your shots right now. Just a quick reminder. It's a little windy. So just, factor in all the wind trajectory, you know, factor in all the wind and temperature and all that when you are calculating the trajectory of your shots. And, if you are broke, it's even windier. So, do the math properly before you fire shots. But this is dedicated to those of you that are still firing your shots. I'm your Romeo. Could you be my Juliet?
Romeo. Could you be my Juliet?
Just don't die at the end of the story like the Romeo and Juliet did in Shakespeare's works. You know, live at least, get all together. And also just a quick reminder, you are only a Kamboroto until the age of 30. Anything above that, you are not a Kamboroto, a Bekeri. And you are only a Ben 10 until the age of 30. Above that, you are Hiska King Kong, not Ben 10. Which Ben 10? See your life. Because let's face it, you shouldn't be a Ben 10. Like over 30, nah. Ben 10, nah. Lucky Dube with I'm your Romeo, could you be my Juliet? Dedicated, of course, to those that are firing their shots so that by next year when we're celebrating Happy Father's Day, they can celebrate Father's Day on the biological side, not on the religious side. Coming up next is for those ones that are already, you know, have fired their shots and their shots landed. Now they're just having a good time. This one is for you. Florida featuring Winter Sugar. Uh-huh. Yum, yum, yum.
sugar than me. Someone love with a lip, put a bug in the ear. Tone sure they got a kiss, it's an emergency. Press blonde for the taste. Addicted to a gloss, one smile is way. Baby, I rub it off, put my tongue in your face. Under the mistletoe, sipping grandma, yeah, I'm a fan all day. Do me that favor, cause I like your flavor. My man is behavior, I'm into your major. Sweet and so flavor, that's good for this player. My hood now and later, throw back like a pager. Pretty much, you give me a sugar rush. Lil' mama give me high blood pressure when you blush. Lips feel soft as a feather when we touch. Shorty, that's what's up.
My lips like sugar.
Want a piece to a piece, gotta get a piece. I don't know a piece, give me all your sweets. Bottom and top lip, about to have a sugar feast. Never when I trip, I'm a lip biting beast. Smile for them things, all 42 teeth. Squeeze the sugar cane on your mouth, must be. Ain't your mama surf sticky, use a Mac freak like taffy. But classy, get at me.
Ah, my mouth full of cavity because of sugar from mama. And actually, when you think of it as sugar from a sugar mama, then... Man, that's a whole different type of sugar. That's Florida. Don't shoot the messenger. that's an interesting one. The thing is, your teeth are just going to fall out if you just, eat all kinds of sugar, brown, white and yellow and all kinds of sugar. Well, your teeth are going to fall out. In this case, by that, I mean STD. Thank you. You're welcome. And now for my, just to wrap things up with my single gang. This one is surely dedicated to those of us that are so single, we have, and so scared of dating because of how broke we are. This one is for us. And we are so single, we decided to get ourselves electric blankets. We are like, you know what? I'm not falling for that winter. I'm getting me one.
Peter.
I know, right? Very inclusive. Very inclusive. But of course, this is where we park the bus for today's Mind the Gap until next week, Sunday. But we, of course, we're going to meet Monday to Friday. That's with Homeran. Y'all have a blessed one.